Who was Freddie? Joining me to discuss his life is the journalist and author of Freddie's biography, Bohemian Rhapsody, Leslie-Anne Jones, and also with me, his nominator, Matt Lucas. Matt, tell us why you've chosen Freddie Mercury.
He was the greatest vocalist of the 20th century.
Can you remember the first time you saw him, live or on TV or where?
I remember being very young, and there was some kind of retrospective pop programme on BBC Two, I think to commemorate 10 years of BBC Two or 15 years. And they showed the Bohemian Rhapsody video. He's just a poor boy from a poor family. And I was terrified by it. And I didn't realise at first that that was the guy who sings Flash.
Are you ready?
I got a greatest hits album. I got a cassette that I copied off a friend, which is what we used to do on cassettes. And then I realised that I already knew a lot of the song, though I already knew We Are the Champions, and I'm sure I used to sing I Want to Ride My Bicycle in the Playground.
Leslie-Anne, you met the man himself, I believe. Tell us a bit about that.
I met Freddie when I was a young journalist on Fleet Street, and I was sent to interview him. And Freddie and Brian were there. And Freddie was pretty silent for the entire session, and Brian did most of the talking. But he would be quite funny sometimes, and when Freddie would laugh spontaneously, his hand would fly to his mouth to cover up his teeth because he was very shy about showing his teeth to people he didn't know. He had extra teeth in the back of his mouth that pushed his front teeth forwards, so he had a very pronounced overbite. And he wouldn't do anything about it because he thought that it would change his voice. So he had to trust you before he would let you see his teeth. And that was the thing that stood out.
You and Freddie, Matt, have something big in common. You're both fearless, but in real life, I think you're not like that at all.
Yeah, well, it's another manifestation, and actually, I'm very dull off stage, and then I get on stage, and I'm absolutely influenced by Freddie in his approach.
She's a killer queen. Yeah.
My teen self had posters of Freddie, and I truly idolised him.
Leslie-Anne, I want to talk about his mother, who I think wanted him to be an accountant, but she recognised his talent pretty early on. Leslie-Anne, tell me about his family and where he was born.
Freddie was born in Zanzibar, but his family were Indian Parsis. And his father and the father's brothers, Bomi was his name, they went to Zanzibar in search of work. And Bomi got a job as a cashier with the British government. He went home to India to marry Jer, Freddie's mother. Probably was an arranged marriage. And then they went back to Zanzibar. She was only 18 when she gave birth to Freddie in 1946. They had quite a privileged lifestyle in Zanzibar. They had servants. Freddie had a nanny. And he dropped his studies. He stopped studying classical piano. And he formed a band, The Hectics. And that was the beginning of it all.
My thanks to writer and comedian Matt Lucas and to Leslie-Anne Jones, author of the definitive biography of Freddie Mercury. Goodbye.